Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
So I've been telling you a little bit about the conversation we're now going to have, and that is that, let's face it, the need for healthcare workers has never been greater. And there's Northwestern Medicine right here, not just in downtown Chicago, but throughout the region. Kristen Ramsey is a senior vice president and the chief nurse executive at Northwestern Medicine. Hi, Kristen. You're on WGN. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. So are you nursing or are you more administrative now?
I'm a little bit of both. My background is nursing and I have oversight for nursing practice, but I'm also a hospital administrator in charge of operations at our hospital.
What kind of nursing did you do?
Oh, my background was neuro intensive care unit. I loved being a neuro ICU nurse, and then I went on to become a neuro nurse practitioner in the critical care field.
What is the situation at Northwestern? What's the employment situation then?
Yeah, I think our situation is very similar to organizations nationally and globally. You know, there's no way of getting around that the past 2 years have really stressed the healthcare system. And while we are having folks leave healthcare, I would say there's probably no better time to be reinvigorated about a care and a position in healthcare. Healthcare plays such a vital contribution to our society, to our communities, and it is probably the one profession, no matter where you work in the healthcare system, you are truly taking care of patients. Whether you're a direct care provider, such as a nurse or respiratory therapist or a physician, or a non-direct care provider, such as our folks in finance or our insurance folks or even our marketing folks that allow us the opportunity to meet and convene with you. All of us come to work every day for our patient's first mission, to take care of our community.
I never thought about it that way, but maybe there is a sort of esprit de corps. I know some of us talk on the radio, some of us who don't. There's many more people that work at this radio station whose voice you never hear, but they're part of the team and they celebrate our wins. I suppose everybody at Northwestern must feel that same way too, even if you're not directly dealing with patients.
Agreed. We all believe in our patients' first mission, and healthcare is a team sport. Probably more than any place in the world is this a team sport, and you have to come together as a team to be able to provide care for our patients. And everybody subscribes to that. We are in this as a team to support our patients and the families and the communities that we serve.
But imagine the need for nurses is greatest?
Correct. All of us are experiencing some challenge with nurses. You know, I would say over the past 10 years, nursing has been somewhat at a tipping point for a nursing shortage. I think large urban areas see less of an impact from the nursing shortage than maybe some of the suburban and rural areas. But now with such a strain on healthcare, we need nurses of every type. And I think the typical thought process around a nurse is that it's hospital-based or inpatient-based. And while we have a great need for inpatient nurses, nursing provides such amazing opportunities, whether it's home health nursing, palliative care nursing, nursing in the hospital, nursing in our clinics. There is such a wide range of positions for nurses to come back into the market or even grow and develop within their field.
Hmm. Would this be entry level we're talking about, or do you need somebody with so many years' experience?
You know, we have a great program within Northwestern Medicine that we love our new grads and have a nationally accredited orientation program, but we're looking for all types of nurses. We love the knowledge worker nurses, the ones that have been in their career and can bring such knowledge and experience, things you don't learn in nursing school, but you learn from being in the environment for so long. We have all types of positions available for fabulous nurses.
I know the website is jobs@nm.org, right?
Correct, jobs@nm.org, and that will open you up to any type of career at Northwestern Medicine. And it's such a diverse opportunity because we have 11 hospitals, we have over 200 care sites within the Chicagoland area, and you could work anywhere from the flagship academic medical center here downtown in Chicago at Northwestern Memorial Hospital to any of our suburban hospitals, which provide large community hospitals, teaching hospitals, a critical access hospital, even an acute rehab hospital. The diversity of positions here is so wide. You can even get into the community with our immediate care clinics and our physician offices. So there's a wide range for whatever type of nursing you like to do.
How many people work in the Northwestern system?
Well, we have about 37,000 employees. It's quite amazing. It's a broad team, and very proud of everyone's dedication to taking care of our patients and our patients' first mission.
And I imagine you need plumbers and carpenters and cooks and food workers and sanitation people and electricians and nurses and doctors. And I mean, I can't imagine a skill set that you probably don't need.
That's correct. And again, people don't think of the hospital as providing a broad range of opportunities for people to have careers. And we have many entry-level positions, such as escorts or medical assistants or dietary, and we have pathways for these employees to continue to grow and develop. One of the things we're most proud of is our NM Academy, and there are growth programs within that academy that entry-level workers could go back and learn how to be radiography techs or ultrasound techs, which are in extreme demand. They could become medical assistants or CT or MRI technicians. So, you know, we have highly clinical, we've got entry level, and we've got all the supportive jobs too.
I clicked through to see if I could find a gig for me. I wanted to be a surgeon, but I didn't have the qualifications. I went to jobs@nm.org. But it's interesting, the site's very functional. So you just click on location, full-time, part-time, specialty, fields or areas, you know, like maintenance or food or nursing or whatever. And then the available jobs pop up, and then you click on that, and then there's an apply button to the ones you select. And I guess what would happen after that? After I've picked that, what would happen?
One of our recruiters would reach out to the applicant and be able to discuss a little more about the specifics about the job code. I'm glad you were able to play on the website. I find it very intuitive.
Yeah.
And you can find core information about our mission and our vision and our values. You can find information about our benefits packages, the wide range of positions we have across the Chicagoland area. And I promise you, John, if you're interested in being a surgeon, our partnership with Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, you're never too late to join healthcare. And if you want to go down that path, we can set you on that path.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of people that are anxious for me to be their surgeon, but I did see things that I thought, oh, I think I could do that, or I would, that would lend itself to my skill set. You know, I'm a broadcaster, whatever, but maybe if you worked in one of the trades, or maybe you are a nurse. You sort of answered this, but so the fields in which the demand is greatest, I mean, can you just give us by job descriptions some of the positions you'd like to fill first?
Sure. I think our largest demand, of course, is the nurses because they are the direct care providers at the bedside. Respiratory therapy is such a fabulous opportunity here. High demand, high clinical need for respiratory therapists. And we have a great program here. We have students come through. We've got, again, a nationally recognized orientation program for a respiratory therapist. Medical assistants and patient care techs are so vital to the care team.
What do one of those people do? What does that person do?
Medical assistants, we find those in our clinic areas. Those medical assistants support our clinical operations and support physicians as they see patients in their practice. So I'm sure if you've been to your primary care physician, I would expect that your first interaction was with the medical assistant who took your vital signs and got you in the room and asked you some screening questions. The patient care techs are hospital-based, and they are partners with the nurses in the inpatient care areas, again, providing that direct care for our hospitalized patients.
If you click on jobs, at NM, as in Northwestern Medicine, jobs at NM.org. You'll find these positions we're talking about. Just another minute or so here, Kristen, but I didn't see the pay for some of the positions I was clicking on. Why is that?
Because that's the individual conversation with the recruiter. You know, we spoke earlier that we have all different types of entry, and whether you're a new grad or new to the job code, you may be experienced. And that is a conversation to have with your recruiter so we can ensure that your benefits and your salary equate to your level of experience here in the organization.
Mm. So is there some negotiation that takes place then, or is there a chart or something?
You know, market always drives the salaries and the wages for hospital workers, and our talent acquisition, our recruiters, have great insight to what's in the market and to be able to find a very competitive salary package for our employees.
Kristen Ramsey is a senior vice president and the chief nurse executive at Northwestern Medicine. Okay, boy, you know that employees are in the driver's seat these days, and here's an invitation from Northwestern Medicine, jobs at nm.org. Well, I wish you all nothing but success. If you're successful in recruiting people, I'm successful as a potential patient. So I want you to be as fully staffed and successful as you can be, Kristen. Good luck to you all.
Thanks, John. Stay well, please.
That's the idea, isn't it?